This is the reading for March 18th, Psalm 77. I cry out to God, I call to God, and He will hear me. I look for the Lord on the day of trouble. All night long I reach out my hands, but I cannot be comforted. When I remember God, I become upset. When I think, I become afraid. You keep my eyes from closing. I am too upset to say anything. I keep thinking about the old days, the years of long ago. At night, I remember my songs. I think and I ask myself, will the Lord reject us forever? Will He never be kind to us again? Is His love gone forever? Has He stopped speaking for all time? Has God forgotten mercy? Is He too angry to pity us? Then I say, this is what makes me sad. For years, the power of God Most High was with us. I remember what the Lord did. I remember the miracles You did long ago. I think about all the things You did and consider Your deeds. God, Your ways are holy. No God is as great as our God. You are the God who does miracles. You have shown people Your power. By Your power, You have saved Your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. God, the waters saw You. They saw You and became afraid. The deep waters shook with fear. The clouds poured down their rain. The sky thundered. Your lightning flashed back and forth like arrows. Your thunder sounded in the whirlwind. Lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. You made a way through the sea and passed through the deep waters. But Your footprints were not seen. You led Your people like a flock by using Moses and Aaron. Numbers 35. The Lord spoke to Moses on the plains of Moab, across from Jericho by the Jordan River. He said, command the Israelites to give the Levites cities to live in from the land they receive. Also give the Levites the pasture land around these cities. Then the Levites will have cities where they may live and pasture land for their cattle, flocks, and other animals. The pasture land you give the Levites will extend 1,500 feet from the city wall. Also measure 3,000 feet in each direction outside the city wall, 3,000 feet east of the city, 3,000 feet south of the city, 3,000 feet west of the city, and 3,000 feet north of the city, with the city in the center. This will be pasture land for the Levites' cities. Six of the cities you give the Levites will be cities of safety. A person who accidentally kills someone may run to one of those cities for safety. You must also give 42 other cities to the Levites. Give the Levites a total of 48 cities and their pastures. The larger tribes of Israel must give more cities, and the smaller tribes must give fewer cities. Each tribe must give some of its cities to the Levites, but the number of cities they give will depend on the size of their land. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites these things. When you cross the Jordan River and go into Canaan, you must choose cities to be cities of safety, so that a person who accidentally kills someone may run to them for safety. There the person will be safe from the dead person's relatives, who has the duty of punishing the killer. He will not die before he receives a fair trial in court. The six cities you give will be cities of safety. Give three cities east of the Jordan River and three cities in Canaan as cities of safety. These six cities will be places of safety for citizens of Israel as well as for foreigners and other people living with you. Any of these people who accidentally kills someone may run to one of these cities. Anyone who uses an iron weapon to kill someone is a murderer. He must be put to death. Anyone who takes a rock and kills a person with it is a murderer. He must be put to death. Anyone who picks up a piece of wood and kills someone with it is a murderer. He must be put to death. A relative of the dead person must put the murderer to death. When they meet, the relative must kill the murderer. A person might shove someone or throw something at someone and cause death. A person might hit someone with his hand and cause death. If it were done from hate, the person is a murderer and must be put from death. A relative of the dead person must kill the murderer when they meet. But a person might suddenly shove someone and not from hatred. Or a person might accidentally throw something and hit someone. Or a person might drop a rock on someone he couldn't see and kill that person. There was no plan to hurt anyone and no hatred for the one who was killed. If that happens, the community must judge between the relative of the dead person and the killer according to these rules. They must protect the killer from the dead person's relative, sending the killer back to the original city of safety to stay there until the high priest dies. The high priest had the holy oil poured on him. Such a person must never go outside the limits of the city of safety. If a relative of the dead person finds the killer outside the city, the relative may kill that person and not be guilty of murder. The killer must stay in the city of safety until the high priest dies. After the high priest dies, the killer may go home. These laws are for you from now on, wherever you live. If anyone kills a person, the murderer may be put to death only if there are witnesses. No one may be put to death with only one witness. Don't take money to spare the life of a murderer who should be put to death. A murderer must be put to death. If someone has run to a city of safety, don't take money to let the person go back home before the high priest dies. Don't let murder spoil your land. The only way to remove the sin of killing an innocent person is for the murderer to be put to death. I am the Lord, and I live among the Israelites. I live in that land with you, so do not spoil it with murder. Numbers 36. The leaders of Gilead's family group went to talk to Moses and the leaders of the families of Israel. Gilead was the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. They said, "The Lord commanded you, our master, to give the land to the Israelites by throwing lots. And the Lord commanded you to give the land of Zelophehad, our brother, to his daughters. But if his daughters marry men from other tribes of Israel, then that land will leave our family, and the people of the other tribes will get that land. So we will lose some of our land. When the time of Jubilee comes for the Israelites, their land will go to the tribes of the people they marry. Their land will be taken away from us, the land we received from our fathers." Then Moses gave the Israelites this command from the Lord. "These men from the tribe of Joseph are right. This is the Lord's command to Zelophehad's daughters. You may marry anyone you wish as long as the person is from your own tribe. In this way, the Israelites' land will not pass from tribe to tribe, and each Israelite will keep the land in the tribe that belonged to his ancestors. A woman who inherits her father's land may marry, but she must marry someone from her own tribe. In this way, every Israelite will keep the land that belonged to his ancestors. The land must not pass from tribe to tribe, and each Israelite tribe will keep the land it received from its ancestors." Zelophehad's daughters obeyed the Lord's command to Moses. So Zelophehad's daughters, Mahlah, Tirzah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Noah, married their cousins, their father's relatives. Their husbands were from the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, so their land stayed in their father's family group and tribe. These were the laws and commands that the Lord gave to the Israelites through Moses on the plains of Moab by the Jordan River, across from Jericho.